Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So when the snow day hit last week, I don't know, it's all blending together. There was big dilemma in the Sutton household when suddenly it was like, where are Josh's snow pants?
Uh-oh.
I mean, that is a key element.
I mean, they didn't get up and go outside on their own. They had to be somewhere in the house.
That's what we thought. And the house was turned upside down. And then it was concluded that they were left at school.
Oh.
All the kids, this was last week, were going to play on a hill and everything. Luckily, one of the neighbors had a I was at work when this was all going on. Uh-huh. We're texting up and back. I'm like, have you tried any other snow pants? I know we have more. I tried four pairs.
Oh,
none
wow.
of them fit. How about mine? Can you roll those up? But thankfully, a neighbor had one. So we were
Did
saved.
Did she put out like a, could she go on Nextdoor? And say,
I don't know.
Anybody have any spare snow pants?
All the moms in the neighborhood are just somehow like connected magically. I think another mom just sensed that snow pants were missing. But the other horrible thing that happened for me was we were walking. We were taking care of a dog, which was totally fine. A mellow, like lab, older dog, totally happy, chill dog.
Yeah.
But I took him for a walk on Sunday night. And then as we're walking, I realize I didn't have the poop bags, you know, for the cleanup. And I'm like, all right, well, there's so much snow that probably it'll just be somewhere where I could like bury it in a snowbank and it'll be
but
like.
But then that stays there till spring. That's really
true.
Obnoxious.
Agreed. But I thought, you know.
In your own yard, are you doing this?
If it's in the, like right towards the street, it can maybe be okay. I'm like, let's see what happens. You know, I'm probably going to have to go back and get a bag. So then we're walking. I'm like, maybe the dog's not going to poop. Not only does the dog poop, but it poops on a corner where there's neighbors we have, where there's a guy who works in his basement and he like looks out. you know what I mean? Just the way where his computer is.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if he could see me or not. So I'm like, all right, well, like it's just down the way. So I'll just go back and get the bags and come back myself and
yeah,
dispose.
Take care of it.
So I get into the house and then, of course, Lindsay says to me, did you look in the little zipper on the leash? Because that's where the bags were. So I didn't. Then I go marching back myself. And then it's dark and I couldn't find the poop. I couldn't find it. So I went all the way back. So then I just like sort of scooped up some snow where I thought it was. Isn't that sad? It's so lame. Then I looked the next day for it too and it was gone. So I don't know what happened. But it was...
You must have not been on the right corner.
No, I was. I don't know. Maybe it was too cold for the poop. It just went into a garbage can itself.
Huh.
I don't know. But those were our harrowing adventures over the cold. Now, you, on the other hand.
I didn't move.
You stayed in, right?
I didn't go outside from Friday morning at 10 o'clock until this morning when I came here.
Wow.
I know. Not at all. I don't even think I stayed in that long, like during COVID, without leaving the house.
Did you wear the same outfit the whole time? Please say yes.
No, I had variations of different loungy clothes, you know. Didn't want to slough off too
right,
bad.
Exactly. I'm kind of jealous. It's new order now, 105.5 Triple M.